This is WUWM's Chuck Quernbach. The contest for Wisconsin's Supreme Court added to its heavily partisan flavoring last night as President Donald Trump's son, Don Jr., campaigned in Waukesha County for court candidate Brad Schimmel. The younger Trump took the stage with conservative political activist Charlie Kirk. Kirk said the race between Waukesha County Judge Schimmel and Dane County Judge Susan Crawford is now about boosting conservative turnout.
This is not a persuasion election. This is not about winning people in the middle. It is about driving Trump voters and Republican voters out to the polls.
Donald Trump Jr. responded by comparing Circuit Judge Crawford, who is backed by many liberal groups, to a Washington, D.C. federal district judge. That jurist is looking at whether the Trump administration violated his order by deporting more than 200 migrants to El Salvador with little or no due process. Trump said,
"And a liberal judge, just like this, wants to overrule the will of the President of the United States."
The younger Trump also said the Wisconsin contest is key to protecting his father's agenda over the next 3.5 years. A Crawford victory on April 1st would maintain the state court's 4-3 liberal majority. A few hundred people attended the GOP event, including Mike Miller of South Milwaukee. As a small business owner, he says he appreciates efforts by President Trump and business executive Elon Musk to cut the federal budget.
"Maybe a lot of people are going to be upset about it, but that's what happens when you got to tighten the belt."
Miller acknowledges Musk has spent more than $10 million to help Brad Schimmel's candidacy, but says liberal activists like George Soros are backing Crawford. Outside the venue, prior to the Republican rally, a few people held signs criticizing Musk, Trump, and Schimmel. Kathy Sadowski of Dousman says she's heard the Waukesha judge say things showing he would not be impartial on the state court.
"You know, he needs to get elected to help Trump fix his agenda. I don't like that."
Leba Brent of Madison says she defected from the Czech Republic in 1984 prior to it separating from the Soviet bloc. Brent says she worries about the Trump administration replacing democracy here.
"I mean, plutocracy, autocracy, this is what we are heading towards."
This morning, on the first day of early voting for the April election, groups backing Crawford plan a rally at Milwaukee's War Memorial ahead of a Schimmel appearance at the Milwaukee Press Club. Chuck Quernbach, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.